vowel matching.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm Mark. Hi, Steve.
Hi. How you doing?
Good to see you. Good to see you. Hello, gentlemen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Winners.
Thank you.
Happy?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Got some good singing, some good stuff going on. We're going to talk about that today, okay? My name's Mark Kettner. I'm from Kingsport, Tennessee. I grew up in Cadillac. I sang with Grand Rapids for several years. I sang with a quartet called Fool's Gold.
Oh, sure.
So it went through a few iterations after I left, but had a good time, so. We're in the presentation category, so we're looking at entertainment, value, believability, things you're doing to create a story, something we can buy into, okay? So we're looking at all the visual and vocal tools that you use to do that. It was a great performance today. I really enjoyed it. One of the things I noticed right away, and you know, we are a musical society, so presentation judges don't just look at faces and how we stand and how we move and do all that stuff. I said right at the beginning of the song, and you guys were the first group of the day to really do it, is nice expansion of the phrasing and the words, and you guys are making the phrases very musical. So you guys are working, I can tell you guys are working on that. That's very important. Keep doing that, keep going. What I have to talk about today really is carrying some more excitement into all these moves and getting you guys into some more higher 70s, okay? Okay, when we're at 69, 73, 70, 71. Larry and I saw a lot of the same things, okay? I want to make sure we've got the technique down. Let's put some excitement and some sparkle into it. So it sounds, looks like you have just about a full chorus.
Yes.
You want to sing?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do it. I want to go into the beginning of last night. Start it, and when we get to the... Well, one thing I want to talk about, and I'll see if we can do it without me having to fix it. Every time we have repeats, an arranger puts repeats and embellishments in an arrangement. Why does he do that?
Emphasis.
Emphasis. Okay. So the rule is every time you see a repeat or something like, of that manner, we have to do something different with it, because if we don't do something different with it, it doesn't emphasize it. We're talking about, you can do things with dynamics, tone, color, body language, gestures. Okay, does that make sense? So when we get to sweet story and then sweet, there's the repeat right after that. That's, I think you bring the, don't you bring the dynamic down a little bit? Okay, so that's good, that's effective. But let's make sure when we change that dynamic, we do something, when you bring your volume down, you're trying to have an effect. Sweet story. I want to see it all in your faces. I want to see you resolve to a different place on that repeat, okay? Try that. Can I stop you real quick here? What's the mood you want to be in right at the beginning? How do you want us to feel right there? Okay, I wasn't getting that totally from all of you. That's why I stopped you right there. So, now, I don't think it's a... You know, it's not that. It's
not excited.
It's right. It's right. A uplifted. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to tell you something. I want you to hear. Okay. You can have just a little bit lifted cheekbones, eyes. Okay. Get us ready. You got to direct traffic for us a little bit. You got to tell us what to expect. Okay. What's the end of the phrase before that?
Thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago. thousands of years ago. You know, what does that mean? You need to carry the emotion all the way through. I saw some work going into your faces right there because it's kind of a narrative right there. Does that make sense?
It's actually a subtle hint that you're actually telling the story and knowing what has happened. But we didn't make the decision to try to choreograph that at that point because that would be a lot of subtlety.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think just make sure when you get to the end of the phrase, you don't let that emotion tail off into a kind of a no man's land of I don't know what, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're back on. But in that breath, in between, I'm sorry I'm talking a lot here, and you guys are doing less, but in that breath, no coffee break, keep that emotion or set up the emotion for the next phrase right in that. So, okay.
From that second.
Yeah, sweet. And get there right now.
Sweet was the story you told me.
Now it's gonna be different now.
But the end was a sign. You told me that you loved and loved the
despair here
last night. When you said goodbye,
So that's another spot right there. Goodbye, goodbye. And you're really putting a lot of emphasis on it because you've taken a nice pregnant pause right before that. So I want you guys to continue to look at spots like that through all these songs where you're putting emphasis and say, how can I make it, how can I just knock it out with that feeling? Does that make sense? There's a end of phrase right before the goodbye where I think it was sweet. Sweets or something.
You told me that you loved another last night.
Last night. It's night. I heard a lot of different cutoff on that, on night, and maybe just a little bit of a swell or that diphthong at the end of it needs to be more consistent across that. So let's try it just so that we click and save all this before. Sweet was the story. Start right there. Remember the repeats. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Do it different.
Sweet was the story you told me.
Here comes.
Sweet. But the end was a sign. You told me that you loved another last night. When you said goodbye.
Goodbyes. I see people looking down. I see people. It's kind of despair. We want to make sure that if we're doing different things, it comes across that we're all feeling the same. Okay, and I'm still seeing little subtle differences. So what you can do is spend a little time investigating with your. You got a visual team that's
yes.
Out in front. You know,
is there?
Carl worked on visual.
That's me, Mark. Hi.
Carl gets all the credit.
He's the smile guy, right?
Yeah. Oh, Carl.
Yeah. Choked her up there.
Oh, okay.
Another move we're going to move.
So does that make sense, some of those
yeah.
concepts?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so we want that sparkle. I want you to tell me a story all the time. You guys are doing the technique. You're singing well and all that, and I just want it to pop just a little bit more. I want all these little things.
To make sure that this happens when we sing, is it something that you recommend that we do with every song that we sing?
No, I say practice like you're not going to practice or perform in front of the public and then do something different when you go. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Seriously? Okay. So yes, every time you sing, every rehearsal, every time you do, we got to perform because if you don't perform that way,
you know,
we don't remember. I do it, my chorus does it the same. You know, it's not it's for everyone. You know, everybody does it. Everybody can get caught in that trap. Dear my dear, I said there was some conviction at the end of the song. I like that. I saw people, you know, puffing up their chest, you know, when it gets to the end. Really carry that through. It's a very strong message. Last night was the end of the world. I think my world is ending, right?
Yes.
Okay. So just keep that, build that energy and all that. Have people watch you and point and pick out people. You guys are at the point where if somebody's not doing it right,
yeah,
right, we're going to identify, yeah. All right? We're going to be a little more blunt and not, you know, we'll still be nice, but pick
not
people
personal,
up.
Not personal, but it's personal.
Yes. Larry said you guys were the first guys who came out there and showed us right at the beginning when you came out on stage and you took the pitch and you made your like little move and all that to get ready, that you were ready to go.
Right. Hey, the last time we did that, that cost
that
us,
cost us to win the contest.
Different judges. Yeah, there we
go. Okay.
There's a theme.
Yes, sir.
Okay, rose-colored glasses. Good excitement right at the beginning, and then when we got to the skies in blue for a red rosy hue, we didn't know what we were singing about right there, okay? Now that's one of those lyrics that you could rewrite in another way. You could take the words and flip it around and it would make it, and
I wish.
Yes, it would make it more, when you say the sky is in blue for a red rosy hue is there in the air today, when somebody tells that to you, you gotta say,
what do they mean?
A red rosy hue isn't here today, so the sky isn't blue. Okay, so that's how you kind of rearrange it. So we need to perform and make sure that we don't go into thinking about it ourselves, like what the heck am I telling these people? All right, does that make sense?
Yes.
You have a lot of moves in this song. Keep the excitement in your face. One area I noticed is you did the move in the front row. Is that for me?
No. Okay.
when you do the move where the guys are walking, crossing over,
right at the end?
Yes, and I saw some thinking faces, like, okay, where am I going? Did I get there and all that? Now the move that you guys did, okay, front row especially, I noticed, was lit up and really good on that. The guys, because you know what, you had a plan and you knew what to do. And then when we're going over here and we're not looking at the crowd and all that, we're saying, oh crap, where am I? All right, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what I call that is move, that's a move for move's sake. We don't want to move for the sake of a move. We want to move because it means something. And that's a good move. It was nice, it was together. You know, it wasn't out of sync and all that, but we needed to have the emotion and the excitement to follow up with it, okay?
Why didn't
and it's just it's confidence in what you're doing and all that. So I'm sorry we haven't had a lot of time to sing, but I want to give you some of this. Oh, and you know, I think I said the step out's great. I think I'd like the back chorus to be as excited as the front row is on that move.
Okay.
The one where they're coming out and all that. Yeah, the sideways. So support them, even though they weren't moving, were they?
Yeah.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
Make sure we're confident.
We still got the yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you know what you're doing.
So sorry, Herb.
Okay. Good job. Congratulations.
Cool. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.